Now, I'm sure some of you maybe live on farms. Have any of you ever stayed on a farm on your holiday? Yes. Well, now, Bobby Brewster went to stay on a farm, and he was probably as young as the youngest here. He was about 5 3/4. And he got to know the farmer very well, a very nice man. And they were going round the farm together one morning, and they saw a cow sitting in the middle of a field looking very sorry for herself. And the farmer said, "Good morning, cow." And the cow looked up and said, "Bow wow." And the farmer said, "I beg your pardon." And the cow said, "Bow wow." Well, they didn't want to hurt her feelings. They went to the corner of the field. And the farmer said to Bobby Brewster, "Bobby, did you hear what I heard?" And Bobby said, "Well, I thought I heard that cow say bow wow." "Well, it seems the most peculiar thing to me," said the farmer. "I think we'd better give her some cow medicine." So then they went to a barn and they got a big bottle full of horrid-looking yellow stuff and a large spoon, and they took them back to the cow. Do you think they could get her to take the medicine? Wouldn't even open her mouth. Oh, yes, she opened it once to say bow woe. And they tried to stick the spoon in quickly between the bow and the woe. But it wasn't any good and they had to give it up. And the farmer said, "We shall have to send for a cow doctor." Well, now, luckily the cow doctor didn't live far away. He soon arrived on his bicycle carrying a little black bag. And the cow doctor, the farmer and Bobby Brewster all went across the field to the cow, who was looking worse. And the cow doctor looked at her and he said, "What's the matter with you then, cow?" And the cow looked up and said, "Bow wow." "I beg your pardon?" "Bow wow." "A clear case of dog's disease. I'm going to give her a dog's disease pill." Anyone ever seen a cow take a pill? No. You know, it can be difficult for you to take a big pill. If you try to take a big pill, don't you sometimes find your tongue gets in the way? Well, think how much bigger a cow's tongue is than yours. But you know, this cow doctor was very clever. He knew exactly what to do. And this really is how a cow is given a pill. He got the farmer to hold open the cow's mouth like this. Then he got a long tube. And he put one end of the tube in the cow's mouth. And in the other end of the tube he put a large white pill. Then he blew down the tube. And the pill went shooting down the tube into the cow's tummy. And the cow sat straight down and went off to sleep. And the cow doctor said, "Now we'll leave her quiet and comfortable. And I'll come and see her again in the morning." Now the next day the cow doctor came back as he had promised. And the cow doctor and the farmer and Bobby Brewster all went across the field to the cow, who was looking worse still. And the cow doctor looked at her and he said, "How do you feel this morning then, cow?" And the cow looked up and said, "Meow."
"Meow."
"I beg your pardon."
"Meow." "Meow."
"Yesterday she had dog's disease. I gave her a dog's disease pill. Now she's got cat's disease. I'm going to give her a cat's disease pill. Just to keep her quiet for the moment. But this is too much for me. We shall have to send for a cow specialist."
kufuna ba manje kuyolandwa ukuyena impela oqondene nenkomo impela sithiwa specialist impela oqondene nenkomo impela.
Now a cow specialist is a very special sort of cow doctor.
Manje ke lona kuyena impela oqondana nenkomo kuthiwa specialist oqondana nalezo zifo zenkomo. Udokotela omkhulu kakhulu impela lo.
And this one was a famous man.
Loyo ke kwakungumpela umuntu emkhulu impela.
He lived across the sea.
Wayehlala ngaphesheya olwandle.
Had to come by air.
Akezange emoto. Wandize emoyeni aeroplane.
As a matter of fact, he came by helicopter.
Ngempela ke iqiniso lokho weza ngalena ngophephetha ngalena enophephela phezulu kwe helicopter.
And he landed the very next morning.
Konexa nje wabe sehlela khona lapho ndiyazi ukuthi vani yehle nje nobala.
Plonk in the very in the middle of the very next field.
Yabe seyihlala nje khona lapho eduze kwenkwenansi kwensimu leyo.
He was a tall man with all grim spectacles.
Ah, wakudodende nje faka nenansinga lebuko.
Very stern.
Ithule nje kahle ibukeka umuntu ezothile.
Much sterner than me.
Kudlala ngani kakhulu kunami.
He got out of the helicopter.
Phuma lapha kwi-aeroplane.
And he strode across the field.
Wathi ahambele enze njene ensimini.
Followed by the cow doctor.
Selandela udokotela loyo wenkomo.
The farmer.
Umlimi.
And Bobby Brewster.
No Bobby Brewster.
Now I cannot describe how miserable the cow was looking by then.
Ngeke ngisasho ke manje ukuthi inkomo yayisinjani ngenxa yobubi yayisigula ngabo nje impela.
Worse than ever.
Yayiseyimbi lokhu nje ongasabhekeki sokuthiwa nje sokubona ngokusa nje kuyimbula kwembeswa.
But the cow specialist took no notice.
Kodwa kunokuza le specialist lesesifike nge-aeroplane, hayi azange sethuke nokwethuka.
He said, how now, cow?
Aqala ke manje. Sowunjani ke manje enkomo?
You'll never guess what happened.
Ngeke uqageleke ukuthi kuhambe kwenze njani na.
The cow looked up and said, quack, quack!
Inkomo yaqala but quack, quack!
I beg your pardon?
Angizwa.
Quack, quack!
Quack, quack! Kuthi inkomo.
The cow specialist, you may laugh, the cow specialist still took no notice.
Khona lapho futhi lo specialist lesa says udokotela omkhulu wenkomo akanakanga lutho.
He said, get up.
Wasethi, sukuma.
Well, the cow didn't feel like getting up.
Inkomo azange ithande nje impela nokuthi inyakaze.
She got up.
Kodwa sukuma.
Now run round the field.
Manje gijima ke uzungeze insimu.
Well, the very last thing the cow wanted to do was to run round the field.
Ngakho ke inkomo yayikuthanda ukuthi nje igijime round insimu.
But she ran.
Agijima.
And just when she was in the middle of a clump of prickly pears.
That mama siphakathi kwenansi ngokwata pear lapha impela nokugudluthukela igijima.
The cow specialist shouted, sit down!
Wase yamemeza ke lona ofike nge-aeroplane sehlala phansi khona lapho.
And she sat in the prickles and moo!
Baqala khonapho ke inkomo ithekele ngiyazi ukuthi kuthe ukuhlaba kanjani. Asiya tyahla sehlala khona lapho oh yahlatsha moo!
What did you say?
Jenny?
Moo!
Moo!
Repeat that.
Phinda lokho.
Moo!
Yasho kanjani inkomo njengoba esho nje.
And you know from that day to this.
Kwela ngalelo langa ke.
That cow has never said anything but moo.
Le nkomo azange isho lutho ngaphandle kokuthi nje moo.
Which all goes to show what a very clever man the specialist was, doesn't it?
Yes. Konke lokho kukhombisa ukuthi ke specialist ngokwakho indoda. Lona wayefe ngalo plane ngumuntu owayehlakaniphe kakhulu impela ke nje.
And that's the end of the story.
Laphela ke indaba.